Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the flow of world aid continues to be stymied by bottlenecks in Haiti, reports of violence and desperation grow. The situation there, following last month's earthquake, has opened up a new debate here. Should the U.S. allow more Haitians to immigrate? The federal government has said that immigration would not be part of the relief effort in Haiti, but as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, many Haitians in Boston are looking for an exception.
Elsie Metayer lives in a two-story Victorian in Milton. Her colorful home is decorated with art from Haiti and pictures of family. Her parents sit bundled on the couch while she talks about her guilt. Guilt that she's here in Milton, while her three siblings are in Port-au-Prince, sleeping outside their ruined homes.
You know, knowing them, they won't be able to live. They won't be able to survive, really, in that condition, the way Haiti is now. They have nowhere to go. They cannot work. They cannot do anything. And their kids are suffering. It's awful.
Like many Haitian families around Boston, Metayer and her parents want to bring their relatives to the United States.
And every day we hear, my family's sleeping in the streets, my family doesn't have any medicine. That's every day, 8 hours a day.
Margene Perhot runs Immigration and Refugee Services for Catholic Charities in Boston.
And it is so difficult to have to tell people, I'm sorry, right now, there's not a legal way to expeditiously get your family out of the streets and into safety.
The Obama administration has allowed Haitian immigrants already in the U.S. to stay for 18 months. The government also sped up paperwork for Haitian orphans who are on the cusp of adoption. But for everyone else in Haiti, there's been no change in policy. Somerville Congressman Mike Capuano says the federal government should relax the rules for at least some Haitians. He's focusing on people with immediate relatives who are U.S. citizens and had already applied for visas before the earthquake.
Right now, there's a lot of people probably trying to pressure for different reasons. Some are just doing broad-based anybody in Haiti, and that's all well and good, but that's not what we're asking for. And these agencies, let's not forget, they're already overworked and underpaid and understaffed. I'm trying to be realistic about it. I'm trying to work with the agencies to not ask the impossible. That wouldn't help anyone.
Specifically, Capuano was asking for this group of Haitians to get travel documents to enter the United States as soon as possible. You might expect Margene Perhot from Catholic Charities to support this wholeheartedly, since it's her business to help immigrants and refugees. But she says she's conflicted.
I mean, if you've got a person who's from Bangladesh and they're waiting for their family for 10 years, you know, Bangladesh is a very poor country, or from China or from the Philippines or from any other nation, as much as everybody wants to be altruistic and humanitarian, there very well could be a backlash from other immigrants saying, hey, my family's been waiting too.
Perhot also worries that agencies like hers wouldn't be able to handle a large influx of Haitians who needed housing, counseling, and other services. And jobs would also be a problem, according to Mark Krikorian. He runs the Center for Immigration Studies, a Washington think tank that favors stricter immigration controls. He says a recession is a bad time to add desperate workers to an economy. But like Perhot, his main concern about expediting visas for some Haitians is about fairness.
There are probably 4 million people in this same situation. In other words, they're on a waiting list to immigrate, but their number hasn't come up yet. And there are always going to be reasons those people are going to want to, you know, cut in line, basically.
Back in Milton, Elsie Metayer and her family say they've already spent years in line and need help in this emergency. Metayer says her siblings were placed on the waiting list 5 years ago. Now she says she doesn't think they can wait much longer. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.